Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author, and certified transformational health coach. Today, what does that mean to you? To me, it means living in the present, not in the past, not in the future, but living in the present, working towards a better future. What does it do to us, or better yet, for us? What lessons can we learn? And what experiences are we gaining? Well, I'm not just talking about COVID-19 or novel COVID-19. I'm talking about in general. Life usually does not happen to us. It usually does happen for us, and we get to learn a lesson out of it. So what I want to say is right now, the things I'm learning is to be real. Things happen daily, be they good or bad. What changes is the way we are looking at things and reacting to them. I'm asking you, does blaming help us? Does it make a difference? I've seen different things. Over the last 2 weeks, I've experienced so many things. It's just really cool. One of them is some people are really frustrated, angry, upset, hurt, scared, you name it. And these people have a tendency to not be in charge of their own life, but to let life happen to them instead of for them. It's so hard to say because I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. And I'm making this very general. Great. See what you can learn from it. If it doesn't speak to you, then you might be doing it already correctly and the best way possible. And then all I can say is congratulations. So one thing that I noticed is I did a couple of posts on Facebook, and one of them required only a number as a response. And most people did it correctly. And there were a couple of people who I thought would know me better, been friends for 15 to 20 years, and they took it the wrong way and started lashing out. And I go, oh, wow. What just happened? The statement said, let me think if I can recall it correctly. How concerned are you about COVID-19 between a scale of 0 to 10? I think it was something like that. So how concerned are you about on a scale of 0 to 10? And most people wrote a number anywhere from 0 to 10. That's all perfect. There is no wrong answer because I was asking you for your mindset, for your thinking. I mean, in that number, in the reflection of the number. And some people thought they had to write pretty much a novel and accusing me of stuff. And I came to the conclusion it is not what I posted that triggered them. It's how they were feeling already, maybe insecure, maybe they were starting to feel sick and didn't know if it was COVID-19, maybe they had some other things going on in their lives, so I decided not to take it personally. Everybody has a right to do something. However, what I'm stressing here is by not reading posts correctly. If you don't want to take the time to read a 3 or 4 line post, don't answer it. Don't put a like, don't put a love, don't put anything on it, just move on. If you have something positive to say, please share. Because there's so much negativity going around, so we need as much positivity as we can muster up. So let's do that. So blaming others doesn't really make a difference, does it? Nor does reading a post carefully give us the right to lash out. What do we gain from lashing out? Nothing. We lose friends. We start having friendship fights. We start having certain things. Well, I can honestly say I don't, because I choose not to participate in that kind of situation. I took a couple of days off to respond to this post, and now I will go back carefully one-on-one and just thank them for posting. And I do not need to engage in a battle, because that was their feeling and they had to share. They were just overflowing with the need to share, whether it was the correct place or not, whether it answered the question or not. And those are the things we need to be a little bit careful of. Seems like many people live in anger, frustration, emotional, physical, and financial pain and take it out on others. Did you know when we are unhappy, emotionally challenged, have a negative mindset, we have a higher chance of getting sick? This is not just for now, it's for always. Actually, that was many years ago that my brother, who's a medical doctor, first became a minister. And my dad goes, "You're wasting my money. Why are you doing this? And then you want to be a doctor. Why don't you just go and be a doctor in the first place?" And my brother said, "Dad, I understand what you're saying. Please listen to me. Research has shown that 85% of the people who go see a doctor for an ailment are there because of emotional turmoil, which then caused some physical illness." And that was over 40 years ago that my brother said that. And I still believe it. And actually, I heard and read somewhere in a medical journal that the percentage of illnesses induced by mental anguish has risen to 90 or 90 plus percent. I can't quote the journal right now, the medical journal that I researched, but it is out there. So if you want to Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. So what are some pros and cons for the situation we are living in right now? With most people being self-isolated, some quarantining, and some in hospitals. Well, one thing that I've noticed that I really enjoyed noticing was people are reflecting more on what is than what could have been or could become. They slow down a bit. I can actually cross the street I live on, green for me to cross, with the hand up for the man, right? I can actually cross it now without fearing for my life that I get run over. Till 2 weeks ago, people were running the red lights. They were running all over the place. They were not paying attention. They were slamming on the brakes. They were hitting poles. I mean, there's been so many accidents in my area that is unbelievable. So now it seems people are having a little bit more time by working from home. Some people need a break from their kids. So if both parents work at home, then one can go and take a drive and relax for a little bit while the other one stays with the kids. Since we do have the physical distancing rule of 6 feet, which is really a good rule, especially in this case. But the social distancing is not the correct answer. We need to be socially active, talk to one another, encourage one another, maybe even pray with each other to whichever supreme being you're praying to. Those are all things that we are in charge of and we can take control over. So why not do that? So I've seen actually now that a lot less accidents are happening on the road because there's a lot less traffic. Most people are home. Of course, parking is a pain in the behind. Not for me. I'm blessed. I can park in front of my house because my house is off street. So that's pretty awesome. So anyways, I just wanted to share. It's our attitude that allows us to be healthy or to get sick. So let's work on it. Let's find something positive to do. And actually, how can you help out in this situation? I've seen people doing cooking classes over the internet. I've seen people doing crafts over the internet in a Zoom room or something. I personally started reading children's stories on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. PST. So the parents can take a few minutes of a break and gather their strengths and their and their information for the next lesson they get to teach their children. So right now, every parent, every guardian has become a teacher because the children still get to learn. It is of utmost importance they do. And since they can't go to school, most schools have actually started to hold lessons over the internet so the students have something to pay attention to. Even preschoolers are on Zoom calls right now to learn. And the parents are, of course, close by usually to observe and make sure they're doing it correctly. But that's a solution for right now. So we stop spreading the virus. We can keep it under control and then things are going to get better much quicker. So as I said, I'm reading this story. I've seen so many other things and I'm wondering, what are you willing to do? I've had two neighbors reach out to me and asked if I needed any groceries, that they would go to the store and get it for me. And I thanked them. And I said, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. When I need something, I will let you know. Right now, I'm really doing great. And my husband is not 65 yet. So he's doing the shopping, comes home, takes a shower, washes the clothes and stuff. So we're safe and sound. We're doing really good. So, you know, when I need something, I will let you know. And please do the same. If you need anything and I can help out, I would love to help you out. So my question to you, what can you do to make a difference? Would you like to share on my next week's episode? If you have some great ideas, I would love to have you on next Thursday at 11 a.m., but we need to talk before then so we kind of know what to talk about. Anyway, you can contact me at dythomson@gmail.com. And make sure you put in the URL in the subject line, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, and that you would like to be on the show. And give me some information in there, and I will get back to you. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I did say text or voicemail. I do not answer the phone for anybody that I do not have their name and phone number in my phone, and I know why they're calling. It's a safety thing, and I want everybody else to be safe too. And also, it's a respect thing, because I'd rather talk to you when I know what you need to know so I have an answer or I have some suggestions or whatever you need. And being unprepared is a waste of time for both of us. It's just kind of like, blah, 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 blah. Now we talked goodbye and nothing gets done. However, when we're prepared for a call, then we have something to contribute, to share, and to uplift someone else with. So having shared this just a little bit, be happy, be kind, be loving, be true. And just do what's best for you. Keep the physical distance. Work your social media and see who you can help. Love you all and talk to you next week.